have this friend. They're going through a hard time and you want to help them, but you don't know how or where to start. When you see a need, step in with GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is a safe, trusted, and reliable crowdfunding platform designed to help you help others. With a few clicks of a button, you can set up a campaign for the person you want to support. Come to GiveSendGo.com and set up your campaign. Then, share it with the people closest to you and watch the funds and prayers start flooding in. That's www.GiveSendGo.com.
Well, here we are. Welcome again to GiveSendGo Spotlight TV. We thank you all for joining us. And for those of you that have been following GiveSendGo and some of the amazing work that's been happening through the platform, we are excited to have on a panel of guests this morning to talk about a project happening in Haiti. In the interest of full disclosure, Wesley Wells happens to be, or Pearson Wells, happens to be my sister. So super excited to hop on and talk with them about this campaign that they have underway on GiveSendGo and all that's happening. I know that Haiti has been, has gone through a lot over the past several years, and GiveSendGo is super excited to see some work happening over there and some people really taking an initiative to make a difference. So we're going to talk about all that today. For those of you that want to see a little bit more, want to read about the campaign, you can go to givesendgo.com/G27NB. Eight. Oh, wait, nope. This is just my old age. It's N8. G27N8 is the URL link, G27N8. So givesendgo.com/G27N8. And you can read about the campaign. You can donate to it. You can share about it. So let's just jump right into this. I, to be honest, was not expecting a panel of people. I was expecting to talk to my sister. And so this is a great surprise for me to reconnect with Daniela. As she started talking, old memories started coming back, somebody else that I've met years and years ago, and then to meet somebody new, Wesley, because I don't think we've met before. So why don't you guys begin telling us a little bit about how you're all connected, what brought you together, and then what your mission is, what your purpose is, what you're trying to accomplish in this fundraising effort that you have going on.
I'll start and then you guys can add as well. Back in 2013, I moved to Haiti and I lived there for a couple of years over from 2013 through the end of 2014. And during that time, I met a lot of people, Wesley being one of them, who's become a dear friend and brother. And we've continued to work there. I was living as a director of an orphanage there for a while. I lived at a mission base in Port-au-Prince that was run by Haitians and had some Brazilian missionaries there. So I've, over the years, just God has put Haiti in my heart in a very real way. I love the nation. I'm burdened for the nation. The people I've met there have become like family to me, dear friends. I care deeply about the state of the country. I've been there through some more mild natural disasters, hurricane season. And in 2016, I took a team to work rebuilding a village after Hurricane Matthew, and that had wiped out a bunch of homes. And it was very devastating to see families, mothers, children out in the elements, just completely exposed and having lost everything. It was a very difficult trip for me. So when the earthquake happened just recently this year, I was just beside myself, felt very burdened for what was happening in the country and just thinking about the families that were, you know, outside during hurricane season and having lost family members and all that you own. There's so much trauma that's linked to all of that. And then just not having shelter. So I talked to a dear friend, Britzy and Wesley, and Britzy and Wesley were already heading down to the South to make a evaluation of what had happened and where there was needed help. And during that time, a friend of mine connected me to Daniela, who has an organization called Domes for Humanity. And that was really a key connection that was made because, and I'll have her share, she can share a lot more about domes and why they're so important, but basically just the sustainability of domes through natural disaster. It's a long-lasting way to build structures in a place where there is a lot of disaster. Every year, there's going to be hurricanes in Haiti, and a lot of the rebuilding that takes place, the houses just crumble every year. So money's just being poured into the country and it's having to be poured in every year. Whereas for domes, that won't happen. So made that connection. And then we went down together as a small team to make an evaluation as well and explain the project. So that's how I'm connected with Daniela and Wesley. And I don't know if you guys want to share or you have any questions.
No, jump right in, guys. So Wesley, you're on the ground there in Haiti. It sounds you've gone down and evaluated some stuff. Wesley seems to be a connect person between you and Daniela and what's going on. So, what are you working with in Wesley? What are you guys trying to accomplish down there?
Well, thanks for the opportunity to share with you about the situation in Haiti and the connection that I have with Wesley, Kristen, and Daniela. It's been a blessing that we were able to connect and become a family. And that's the beauty of the kingdom. So it doesn't really take long to get connected once you meet a brother or a sister in Christ. Mm-hmm. So we were able to witness some of the damage by the earthquake in August. And of course, as a Haitian and as a human, we were absolutely moved to do something to help the people, to help, to support with the many needs we have seen there. I work for a WASH organization. It's called Healing Waters International. So we basically provide a safe and sustainable water treatment solution to communities in Haiti. We work in more than 16 communities in the southern region. But of course, water is not only the only needs we have in the southern region. There are other significant needs, and homes is absolutely one of them, you know, after the earthquake. So you have hundreds of houses that have been collapsed. So so the people, beside of the foods, drinks, and water they need, they also need a place to stay. They need a place to live. As I said, it was a blessing that I was able to get to connect with Daniela, and we connect with Wesley, so that we can together bring a solution that's gonna bring lasting life change in the people in the southern region. So I am very excited and very fortunate that I am part of this initiative, and we can together help the Haitians, our dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
Awesome. Well, that's super cool. So I guess that segues right to you, Daniela, about what this program, this initiative, this Domes for Humanity, was it called?
I think.
Yes. Yeah. What Domes for Humanity is. I mean, I've known about domes for a little while. I had a good friend who's very passionate about domes, and I think it's probably somebody we both know. I'm curious about what's where you guys are at in that, and how is that solution going to be implemented in Haiti for creating sustainable, lasting change?
Yeah, so just a little background on Domes for Humanity. It's because of our mutual friend that I heard about Domes one day years ago, discussing a dream that I had, a repetitive dream over the course of 10 years, and that I'm in a country where I didn't know where I was, but I was standing on a hilltop and overlooking a bunch of rounded huts. And a bunch of little kids came running up to me and they gave me a hug and the dream ends. So it was until 2018, 4 years after I got certified to build domes, where I found myself in Haiti, my first time in Haiti, with another partner organization in the Southeast. And he said, let me take you up to an area where I see a future community center being built. So went up to that spot, and that was the exact view in my dream. So I know God gave me this vision and calling, and that was solidified there in Haiti. And I knew that my heart was in Haiti. I feel a burden for the people. I have a family of eight there that I actually support and sponsor monthly as well. And it's just brought me to a place where I knew that God was calling me and opening up the doors for other partnerships and friendships and sisters and brothers in Christ that I met. And here we are. And we went this past October to do our assessments of homes. So with domes, they're actually a thin shell, steel reinforced concrete building, and they can be small for homes. They can be very large, up to, you know, think of stadium sized domes. But with these domes, they resist earthquakes, minimum 7.2, 400 mile an hour winds for hurricanes, flooding, fire, rot. They're incredibly sustainable. And this is something that replaces the traditional reconstruction when organizations come into countries and rebuild and those structures fail every year, just as Wesley mentioned, and funds are being poured in and they keep on being poured in. So something that is not lasting, it's not sustainable. So our vision is to build 200 domes minimum, and to be able to train the Haitian community to build them so they can continue building them when we're not there. And that can also help boost their economies and create jobs. So overall, it's a holistic vision of helping a community grow.
Hey, Shine Brightly listeners. If there's one thing we can all agree on, the world can often feel like a dark and lonely place. Here at Gifts and Go, we often see people in hopeless situations, feeling like there's nowhere else they can turn. That is until they find Gifts and Go. In addition to being a fundraising platform, we're ready to listen and pray for your campaigns. No matter where you are, what you've done, or what you're going through, Gifts and Go believes in giving a voice to the voiceless and sharing hope with the hopeless. That's why we're the platform where help and hope go hand in hand. To offer this same help and hope to someone in your life, visit giftsandgo.com to give to a campaign or to start your very own campaign. That's www.giftsandgo.com.
So concrete and steel, pretty readily available supplies, not necessarily that expensive. So it sounds like this is probably a very efficient type of building for people to have. When do you expect to actually try to start getting some of these developed? I mean, what's the goal?
We want to raise a good chunk of money, about 50,000. So we're about 20,000 away so we can purchase our materials and be able to get a few of our team members over there and train the volunteers in Haiti to build. So we're looking at first quarter of the year, praying for January, February time to be able to go over there. So our biggest need right now are funds.
All right. Have you been able to establish or do any of these domes in any other places at this time? Or is Haiti going to be the groundbreaking part of this ministry, this organization?
Yeah, Haiti will be the first international project for us. We actually had a project planned for before the pandemic hit in the Southeast with another partner, but those materials are currently sitting there for us to go back now to build as well in the new year. So yeah, we'll have simultaneously dome projects going on in Haiti. So we're very excited.
Wow. That's super cool. And you know, I know domes have, like you said, a lot of great great characteristics to them that are going to make them a huge benefit in the long run, because you need stuff that are sustainable, especially in a place like Haiti that's just hit constantly with these natural disasters. So that's super cool. So Wesley, you kind of in your involvement with this, it sounds like I'm just trying to see how the three of you all actually ended up coming together, because it sounds like you knew Wesley. Were you the connector between Daniela and Wesley, or was how did this the three of you come together in this?
So I mean, Jared Williams, family friend, Daniela, but Jared connected with people in my church network.
Okay.
And he was talking to them years ago when I went for Hurricane Matthew. I think I raised $15,000, and we took just a team of Haitian people and they rebuilt. They were the volunteers in the community. And we were able to fix the majority of the houses in that village. And at that time in 2016, this man we know, Jared, he mentioned domes would be much better, but I was just rushing to get there and, you know, didn't really know much about it. When I came back, I heard a little bit more about it in 2016. So when this happened now, I was starting to connect, call Britzy, Wesley, and say, what's going on? What's the need? How can we help? And at the same time, someone was reaching out to me, now would be the perfect time to do the domes, connect with Jared. So I called Jared. He connected and said, let's the three of us get on the phone with Daniela. The three of us connected. And then I was the connection to Haiti and who we were partnering with specifically in Haiti.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's the pull together. So, yeah. So you've had this campaign up for how long now? Do you know?
Oh, when did we go there? Because it was right after
the second week of October we went.
Yeah. So just about mid-October then was mid to late October, I believe. Before that, maybe September.
For your first days.
Yeah. Exactly. Because when I was talking to Britzy, he's not able to be on the call today. He was going to be here, but had another meeting. He had come up with a plan of rehabilitation, basically, to help in the South. And the first phase was to raise money for food and tarps to kind of get immediate help to the people. And we raised $5,000 to send pretty immediately. And they bought food for 500 families twice and tarps that they were able to bring down to the South. And they did that on over a couple of trips. And then we continued to raise money for the second phase. And part of that phase was us going to Haiti to assess damage. We were able to meet with actually one of the mayors in the South, and she was a phenomenal woman, had all the numbers of how many homes had been destroyed, families affected. And she took us around to the most affected areas to see and kind of evaluate, you know, especially for Daniela and Jared, to see how we could build the domes and what would be needed and all of that. And then we had multiple meetings with Wesley and Britzy around prices and what the availability of these the materials would be that we would need to buy in country, which is that's fluctuating, right, Wes? because of I don't know, Wes, if you want to speak to that some or
Definitely. We had several trips down in the South, and the people were very gracious and very welcoming to us, and we were able to not only give them food, but we were able to pray with them. And that was so encouraging for us to see that in a situation like that, people also not only want to have food, but they want to have support, encouragement. They want to have hope. And we know where hope could come from. And we were able to really minister to them. And that was a very important part of being down in the field. So yeah, we are continuing to do what we can do to do what God's want to do in the South. And we are in that mission right now.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like that your biggest obstacle in front of you is getting some more funds raised to see the work begin. It sounds like obviously that there have been some initiatives that have already been undertaken, but that the main project of getting some of these homes beginning to be built is the barrier is some funds. So hopefully in us sharing this spotlight with our community, we'll be able to get the word out there a little bit more. Love to see these homes begin to be developed and actually gain some momentum behind the idea a little bit more, because I think that's really oftentimes what people need to see is the fruit of the work for them to actually begin to want to sow into something. And so it will be great to see this thing get itself kicked off. I know that one of my favorite verses in Zechariah is, "Don't look down on the day of small beginnings," and that there's a work that God sees, and that there's, you know, it's a place and a time just to get out there and begin with what you've been given. So Gifts and Go is super excited to have partnered with you guys in seeing this. And hopefully we can continue to stay in touch about the progress. And I know that as time goes on, we'd be happy to have you guys on again, giving us updates in the future about where things are at and, you know, what further things are in front of you and what's been accomplished. Do you have any other things that you'd like to talk about before we wrap this up?
Well, you can always, if you want to learn more about what domes are and how they work too, you can head to our websites, domesforhumanity.org.
So okay.
There you can have more information on what they are as well. And we have explained our campaign.
Perfect. Yeah, domesforhumanity.org. I think that's be tremendous for people to actually dig in and see a little bit more about domes and their utility and how beneficial they can be for a place like Haiti, and super beneficial. So domesforhumanity.org, learn more about domes. To check out the campaign, to read a little bit more about what's going on through the campaign, you can go to givesandgo.com/G27N8, G27N8, and you can pray for the campaign, you can give to the campaign, you can share about the campaign, all necessary things for us to do as the body of Christ to see the work done. So I want to thank each and every one of you for being here today, for coming on, telling us about this journey that God has you on. I'm super excited for it. I love the idea of domes. It's been something that I've, you know, has been in the back of my head for so long, since Jared even mentioned it to me 10 plus years ago. So to see that it's about to come to fruition, I think, is amazing. So super cool. Well, Wesley, Daniela, thank you very much for coming on today. And we'll be sharing this in the next couple of days, and we'll let you know when we get it out there.
Awesome.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. No, it's our pleasure.
Gifts and Go is the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world. Yes, free. Other crowdfunding sites will charge you nasty, hidden fees, but not Gifts and Go. While our third-party processor does charge a small fee to givers upon donating, GiftsandGo's platform is free of fees because we believe you earn the money you raise. So the next time you're looking to raise money for a friend or you've got a mission of your own, come to GiftsandGo.com, the number one free Christian crowdfunding site in the world.